1. Why can't you get your shit together? It's not that you don't know how. It's that you don't want to. Organization isn't magic. It's work. When you work all day, you damn sure don't want to come home and do more work. And if you work at home, stay-at-home parents and caretakers obviously included, you probably just throw your hands up in surrender at a certain point because you're constantly surrounded by the mess and don't have the time or energy to deal with it. At the end of the day, you just need a fucking break. I get it. We all get it. But exhaustion and overwhelm aren't the only roadblocks to getting your shit together. When you get right down to it, human beings are just lazy. The first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem, right? We all have a problem. We don't want to do one more thing than we absolutely have to. And thanks to endless innovation on the part of people who give just enough fucks to create technology that caters to their own laziness, we find new ways to be lazy every day. Don't feel like going out to eat? Open an app and order in. You don't even have to talk to another human. Can't be bothered to go shopping for your nephew's birthday present? Well, hello there, free 2-day shipping. But unless you have the money to pay someone else to clean up after you, you can't lazy your way out of organizing. And here's the secret. No professional organizer worth her salt will do the work for you anyway. Not only will the organization not stick, but God forbid she throws out your favorite t-shirt from 8th grade and you yelp her into oblivion. If you're ready to work and need the emotional support of an expert or a good swift kick in the ass, then it's money well spent. But you're going to have to get your hands dirty either way. So you have to want it. Marie Kondo herself can't help someone who won't help themselves. You have to decide you're sick of your own shit and that you're going to do something about it. The moral of the story is that you're never going to feel like it. But you're a grown-ass adult, so do it anyway. Commit to getting your shit together. At the end of the day, it's still a lazy person's goal. You're not running a 5K or curing cancer. Tidying up is a simple act of self-care, like meditation or a DIY pedicure, complete with pumice scrub. You may find the process a little uncomfortable, but the work is worth the result. A tidying marathon will make you hate tidying. Can you think of anything worse than spending an entire weekend cleaning out your house? How about forcing yourself to do it?